WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning. What's going on, man? 7:34, Brock, Hunter.
Have you heard? It's snowy.
It's cold. Yes, it is very cold. And we figured, hell, since it's so cold, everyone's talking about it, we might as well.
Yeah.
And also, we couldn't think of a better topic, so what the hell?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cold out. If you go outside and you don't have everything covered, you can feel it.
Yeah. I was this morning, you know, I went out and I got the truck started and I'm brushing off the truck and everything. And yeah, the face was quite numb by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
You got those frozen boogers. Oh, it's the worst, man. Well, it's so cold that Kyle saw politicians with their hands in their own pockets. Hey! It's so cold, Jeff says, that men at Walmart have their pants pulled up. What?
That's funny. I like that.
Let's see. It's so cold, Sherry said, that Willie Joe put on clothes.
Oh, Willie Joe. That's that dude that walks around in the Speedo in Benton Harbor, right?
I haven't seen, obviously, this time of year, he doesn't get out quite as much just because it is too cold.
Yeah.
But summertime, I'll give him a wave.
Yeah.
Willie Joe, wave.
He'll wave back.
That's right.
It's so cold, I didn't see that lady on Napier hanging out in the road waving to everybody.
Yeah, good Lord. Someone get her a reflective vest, for God's
sake. Please.
Let's see. Oh, I like this one. It's so cold, Kendra says I can get my tongue stuck on the metal part of my prosthetic. She put a picture of her prosthetic leg.
Oh.
Why were you licking your prosthetic leg?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You know, if that was me, just walk around. Would you lick my pole, would you? And then it's an actual pole.
Yeah.
You know?
Here you go.
Let's
see. It's so cold, Elijah says, that even your mom isn't open for business.
Jeez. Yeah. Man. That's cold, bro. That's cold.
That is. Let's see what else we got. It's so cold that John said, my mustache and my beard done froze off. That actually, I'm so mad at myself for if I would have known it was going to be this cold, I never would have shaved my beard.
Yeah, you like frozen beards?
Not like frozen beards. Just the face stays warm.
Yeah.
It is amazing how much warmer your face is when you have a nice thick beard.
It's nature's ski mask, man.
You'll never know.
Shut up.
That wispy little.
Hey, you know what? Just because I don't look like I'm 80.
No. I mean, this the part of this the just the lower part of your jaw is warm.
Yeah, it's warm. It's chin strap. Got to keep my jaw on, dude.
That's right. Let's see. It's so cold that Brad said he almost froze his balls off. I like this one. It's so cold.
It's so cold.
It's so cold that Elizabeth said she farted snowflakes.
Oh, jeez, Elizabeth. Isn't that what happens regardless?
No, they usually fart rose petals.
Yeah, there you go.
But when it's so cold.
Yeah.
Elizabeth is farting snowflakes. All right, we're going to have some more fun with this. We're going to talk about the crazy things that your body does.
You know, I don't think I'm going to go outside and catch snowflakes on my tongue anymore.
No.
That came out of Elizabeth's ass.
Honey, don't do that. Put your tongue back in. Those aren't good snowflakes. Those aren't good snowflakes. Mama!
Oh, jeez. Elizabeth.
Catching fart snowflakes on your tongue. Childhood. Hey, good morning, 7:46, Brock Hunter. It's cold as balls out there. Be careful. Going to see wind chills negative 45 today possible. Some snow and everything like that.
We figured
with it being cold, we'd have a little fun with it. You know, a lot of crazy things happen with your body in the extreme cold weather.
Like your nips?
Like your nips. Nips just rock hard, bro.
Oh, yeah.
There actually is no explanation for why your nips get so hard. There is a reason why your like hands and feet get cold is because your body sends all its blood and redirects it
all to the core.
To the core, keep your internal organs warm. So that's why you know your fingers. That's also why you get frostbite on your fingers and toes.
Mm-hmm. That's why you feel like you're climbing Mount Everest and you gotta take a break.
Yeah,
you curl up.
You curl up
in that fetal position. Start shaking.
I have no desire to climb Mount Everest. That just does not appeal to me.
Also, it's like 60 grand.
Yeah. Forget that. Just to freeze your balls off.
You know?
There's a bunch of dead people on Mount Everest that they use as markers.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Waypoints.
Because it's just too cold to bring them down. Doesn't make sense.
God, there's one dude that's got his like legs sticking straight out of the snow. It's like, gosh, guys, you couldn't like lay him down?
Yeah, redirect him?
It's like he fell out of the sky head first or something.
Ah! All right, we'll just leave him. We'll just leave him. You get goosebumps. All mammals flip up their body hair when they get cold, including us. But since we've evolved and don't have much body hair, you see the tiny muscles around the follicles contracting. That's what goosebumps are.
Okay. I got a question, though.
Yeah.
What is it when music gives you goosebumps?
That's a good question. Are you just good goosebumps?
Because like you're not
when
cold.
When you're scared?
You're like, hair stands up. Well, just like a really good song, you know? Like the song, there's always one song that you'll listen to, you're like, oh, it just gives you goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know, you like it so much.
Or like a movie scene or something. Anything other than just being cold. I don't know.
Because you're not cold.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Why, when a stripper blows in my ear, do I get goosebumps? I don't understand.
It's because you got a cold heart.
No, I have a very nice heart. I'm giving them money for their kids or for school. Let's see. You shiver, which actually warms you up a bit. So when you shiver, you're warming up. It's your body's kind of like just that friction. There you go.
Brother was doing that the other day. Cold, man?
Yeah.
He's like, no, I got the booze shakes.
Good God. I actually remember back in high school when we needed to lose weight. We'd sleep with like the windows open, so we'd shiver all night.
Really?
Yeah, so you lose weight. Yep.
You lose weight that way?
Yeah, you can lose weight that way. You think you're shivering.
I think it's faster if you warm yourself up, sweat.
I swear to God.
Really?
Shivering, man, yep. Tell you what.
You sure?
I'm positive, Hunter.
I think I could lose weight faster sweating.
Just like you bowl at 220, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure, of course. Jesus, God, moron. You start feeling confused. It's a sign of hypothermia. Starts happening when your body temperature gets down to about 95 degrees. What's it, the human body temp is 98.6, right?
Mm-hmm. Or is it 3?
98.6.
6?
98, I don't know.
No, that's your favorite radio station.
Why don't you shut up? 95 degrees, your body temp. That is cold, man. That is cold. People start having trouble focusing, start slurring their words.
Sure. Yeah, that's scary, man.
Your brother was doing that the other day, and he said, no, he was just drunk. You got hypothermia?
No,
I'm just
similar symptoms here.
Let's see. Here's the bad thing. If you eventually stop shivering, that's when you have severe hypothermia.
Yep, you did.
You're basically dead.
You're dead. You're frozen. You're a bombsicle.
Yep. That's when you feel the need to lie down, which is dangerous.
That's when you start looking like Jack Nicholson at the end of the movie Shining. Just frozen, eyes crossed.
Oh, man. Yeah, being cold sucks, man. Well, okay, what would you rather be, too hot or too cold?
Ooh.
That's easy for me. I'd rather be too hot.
Too hot?
I would. Because here's the thing, is even if, okay, yeah, it just, sweating sucks, but there's a point where you just, when you're just cold and you're just constantly cold, and I'm not saying hypothermia.
Here's what I compare it to, though. When it's too hot, you can't go outside. It's not like you can take your skin off. You know, in the winter, you can dress for the weather and go outside.
You can strip down, though, in the summer. You can hop in the water.
You know what I mean?
I would rather be too hot.
I mean, what extremes are we talking to? Because cold gets extreme. I mean, we're talking negative 40, negative 50.
That's true.
If it got, like, 125 degrees,
let's not go to the extremes. Let's say, cold. Mm-hmm. Like, negative 5,
okay.
0, okay, not going to kill you. Right, you know what I mean? Like, eventually it could. And same thing with if it was 105, if you don't have water. What I'm saying is, like, those uncomfortable hots, uncomfortable colds.
I mean, you would have to go with the hot because it's just nicer. It's better looking.
It's just hot.
It's more fun.
Yeah.
More activities.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a good question.
Yeah. That's all I ask.
Solving life's problems.
That's right. Slowly but surely. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 7:57.
Hold me closer, Aunt.
God.
It's getting cold.
Today's a good day to snuggle. It's a snuggly day.
Tell Aunt Ambulance, oh, yell her out.
We're all kind of feeling like this for sure.
got a little nippy going through the past, that hair.
Little nippy, indeed. It's cold, Hunter. Mm-hmm. It's so cold.
That.
It is so cold.
Blank.
That
you fill in the answer.
Leanne said, my liquor chilled in 2 minutes.
Oh, nice.
That is nice this time of year. You need a quick chill out in the snowbank. Boom. Boom. Cold.
Never bring my beers inside.
Let's see. It's so cold that Jason said my balls went into hibernation until April. They're gone, man.
They're gone.
They're gone. Where'd they go? Let's see. It's so cold that Lindsay said the snowman family in my yard went south for the winter.
Ah, nice. They must be old.
That was so wholesome. What a wholesome little thing.
The snowman got into Cadillacs and went to Florida.
Let's see. It's so cold that Matt said his nipples can cut glass. Oh, yeah. Right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Why do they do that? Nipples get cold and they just shrivel up?
I don't know.
You know? What's the point of that?
I don't know. What's the point of your nips getting hard?
Why do guys have nipples?
I honestly don't know.
You know?
So we don't look weird with our tops off?
You know?
We'd look like Ken doll if we didn't. I mean, you look like Ken doll downstairs, but just...
Hey, shut up. Shut up.
Silky smooth.
All right. You know?
Yeah, it's cold out there. Just be careful. Be smart. Wear warm clothes. Mm-hmm. And the big thing is, if you don't have to go anywhere, don't. Yeah. There's nothing you need to prove. Don't feel bad.
You know, honestly, you don't really have to leave your house for anything anymore.
That's true.
You can just get everything delivered, shipped.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, you could just literally stay in your house for the rest of your life and be fine.
But see, though, but at this point, until we get drones, delivery drones, still people got to go out in this cold weather and do stuff.
Like what?
Like deliver packages.
That's true. I mean, yeah.
Plow the roads.
You know, your job, that's one story.
Service the power lines, fix plumbing. But you're so spoiled,
if you don't have a job and you're a bum, you really don't have to leave your house anymore.
That's what Benny posted. You see his post the other day? He's like, oh, two more days off of work. I got cabin fever setting in.
Yeah, it's because you've been playing Fortnite for 9 hours. Dude, I went on and turned the Xbox on when we got off the show yesterday.
Yeah.
It's probably around noon. Yeah. He's on there playing Fortnite. He's got the day off. Give the kid some credit. He wants to do a little Fortnite.
Yeah.
Got back on at like 9 o'clock at night.
He's still playing Fortnite.
Still playing.
Surrounded by empty plates that used to have pizza rolls on there.
Oh, yeah.
Mountain Dew bottles strewn about. What a mess. His mom yelling at him.
We got to get that code red in me, man.
God, I wonder why Benny just can't get a girlfriend.
I can't do 10 hours of anything. You know? 10 hours of the most enjoyful thing you can think of, still couldn't do. But for somehow, these kids can sit on their Xbox One for like 12 hours.
I wish Benny was still our little intern so we could send him outside and see how long it would take for him to get
frostbite. That's terrible.
Not like bad. Not like lose a finger frostbite, but you know, like enough.
Yeah, he couldn't sacrifice his fingers because he couldn't play Fortnite.
He couldn't play Fortnite.
His toes, he'd be like, yeah.
He sacrifices donger. That thing's not getting used. Just cover that thing in frostbite.
Yeah.
Eh, whatever. Lop it off. It ain't getting used anyways.
Tiny little frostbite.
This is the tiniest case of frostbite we've ever seen. This is amazing.